Farmerial 3. You were saying you're in support company.
Yeah, support company. The work consists of bunker carriers, assault pioneers, the 3-inch mortars, and that, I think that's all. And the signals, and all the signals used to go into us. There was the signals as well. They used to go in different companies. You see. Well, each mortar section got allotted to a company, you see, for the, like, their support, you see. For support for, you may go to A company, you may go to B company. And you're more or less the support of that company, you see. They used to, so it was up to that company commander deciding on what, how to use you, see. And in that brigade, there was also, our brigade, there was also a machine gun battalion, the Cheshires.
What was the name of the ship you were on, waiting off the shore of Sicily?
HMS Keren.
K-E-R-E-N?
That's right, HMS Keren, yeah. Well, we understood that she was called, she was a liner before the war, converted, called the Kenya. But that was a naval.
Was she a destroyer or what?
No, she was a, she was what they called the mothership, the big ship with the, a carrier unit, with the, instead of like lifeboats, they used to have these assault craft, were called LCAs. They used to swing on derricks, you see, and they used to lower you in the water that way. And everybody had their different boat station, and you knew where you had to go when you had to do the landing.
So there were dozens of these.
Oh, yes, it was. Oh, yes, strung along the side, yeah.
What were the LCAs like? Can you describe?
Oh, the flat bottom boats. Little flat bottom boats, they were. They were wood material. And they were coxswained by naval coxswains, and there was an officer. There was always an officer somewhere.
A right? Naval officer?
Yes, in charge of each boat, you see.
How many soldiers would go in each LCA?
I think 24, 12 each side, I think. You just sit on the side, you'd be in the centre, and you'd be behind each other.
So, nearly a platoon?
Yeah.
Did the whole of your platoon go in the...
No, the some, LCA? They got split up, you see, because some of these went on a, like these tank craft, you know, for the, like the 3-inch mortar. The carriers and that, they used to go along with the same sort of a tank craft, you see, same as the tanks, you see, because they track vehicles.
So... Whilst you were waiting off the coast of Sicily, it was stormy, you said?
Oh, yes, it was stormy. It was a bit stormy when we went in, but we went in, you see.
And was it night time?
Oh, the early morning. It was early morning, yeah.
Was it light?
But first light.
So,
of course, you understand, there's commando went in before that, you see, and then there was a beach group and all that, beach master. Used to call you in then, I see. But if you was assault, I mean, you used to go in. So, but so, afterwards...
So in your assault craft, there were just infantrymen?
Infantrymen, your own mortarmen, you see.
Who was the senior man in your assault craft?
It was only a sergeant, see.
Do you remember his name?
No, I can't remember, no.
And so you climbed into the assault craft on
the Karen. Yeah.
And then you were lured by
divers. That's right, and then you you more or less lined up, you know, they got their sailing formation.
And so they wound you down into the sea.
Yeah.
Did that go smoothly?
It was a bit bumpy, but I'm not only seasick, I never got really seasick, but I felt a bit dodgy inside.
Queasy?
Yeah, because I didn't know what was going to happen when I got there, when the ramps went down, you see.
But was there any shell fire between the Keren and the shore?
Very little, I should say. Because We were supported in by the HMS Wartsby. He was, because they were shelling and bombing all night, you see.
And was there any shell fire from the shore being fired at the cairn?
No, I can't remember, because it's very, you know, I mean, you're quite a way out before the you travel in quite in 2 or 3 miles.
In the assault craft.
Yeah.
And were the waves coming over into the
No. It had calmed down a bit then.
So it was dry inside the assault craft.
Yeah. The only time you got wet is when they run you in, you see.
Were the soldiers in the assault craft vomiting?
Yeah, they did. Some of them were with the. They met felt a bit under the weather with the.
Did they vomit over the side into the?
No, sea? They had a bag and just fling them over the side.
But you didn't vomit yourself.
No, I had one. I had one. You see, I had a bag, but.
How long did it take you to get from the cairn to the beach?
Oh, I see. Maybe an hour, a half hour. And then you go to assembly area then.
Can you describe what the landing was when you hit the beach? What happened?
Once the assault craft
reached the beach, what would then happen?
What would happen? Oh, that I mean, if there's any defences, they'd open up, but it was very quiet. I mean, the commandos must have done a real good job, because it was, when I landed, it was comparatively quiet. Oh, yeah, it was a bit of sniping. So
the front of the assault craft drops down.
Yes, and then you
run
make
out,
a dash. Make a dash for the what was always taught to do was get off the beach as quick as possible, because the engineers and you had to keep it between the white tapes, because probably that part of the tapes hadn't been. Because engineers were on the beach before we got there. I mean, laying down these mats for wire mats for the tanks and that to come in. You see.
Did you land at the right spot?
Yes. A little place called, it was round from Syracuse, called Marzamemia. That was where we were going. We had to go to assembly point after we got there, and then we got dispersed around.
Can you repeat the name?
Marzamemia.
Was the beach sandy or shingly,
yes,
or what?
Yeah, shingly. You know, so it was sandy. It was sandy.
Not stones?
No, not stones. No, sandy.
So it was hard to run across the beach, was it?
Well, no. It was just hard stuff, you see. Hard sand. Wet.
And what objective were you told to run towards when you got onto the beach?
Our assembly point, that was on a crossroads. And I can't remember the name because it's so long ago now. But I can remember it when we got briefed. I mean, I could pick that from that aerial photograph, I could pick it out where I had to go.
So you ran.
So if we got broke up, you see, or split up, you knew where to go.
Was it a wide beach or a narrow beach?
Oh, it was a wide beach, yes. Always a wide beach, yeah.
So once you got off the beach, what kind of land was it then?
Oh, is it? It was, you know, like you get on these near these coastal areas with all this grass and that, and a bit bumpy when you got a bit further in.
Like rough, sand dunes.
Rough, no, on the sand dunes, no, rough, hard ground.
Were there any houses about?
Not many. I can't remember seeing any.
Did you see any people at all? Any civilians?
No. Oh, I only seen the prisoners coming back. Italian prisoners.
What did they look like?
Oh, they looked pretty fed up with themselves.
Did they look as though they'd been fighting?
Oh, yes, they'd been fighting, yeah.
So
They was comparatively easy. I mean, I thought it was easy myself. I thought, I'm not shitting my mouth off, but I thought it was. We got, occasionally, we got fired by snipers. There were still snipers around, taking a poke at us and.
Were any of your men hit?
No. I don't think we lost a man. No.
How many prisoners did you see of the Italians?
Oh, well, it must be 50-100 more.
How were they being treated?
Oh, very well. They weren't They weren't.
Were they
what I saw, I mean, they weren't. They were looking a bit scared.
Were they causing any trouble?
No, no.
How many men guarded them?
Well, it was about about half a dozen, I think. Yeah.
So you reached your rendezvous point.
Yeah, rendezvous.
It was a crossroads.
Yeah.
And that all went smoothly, didn't
it? That went smoothly. And then we went around. The things started to move so quick. I mean, we went quite fast until we got to a place called Vicini. And at that time, our brigade was attached to the 51st Island. And we were out up there. We bumped the Germans there, and it was a bit dodgy there. It was a bit.
How did you get to Vicini? By foot or by...
No, jet? I was on the carriers. See, the motor battalion had their own carriers, you see. Carried the mortar. Once you got to your assembly point and the carriers got through, you put all your gear on the carrier and you get in the carrier and ride. It's not like a rifleman, you had to slug it.
So, before you bumped the Germans at Vicini, had you fired your gun or the mortar?
No, not till we got to Vicini.
Was that a long way from the landing point, Vicini?
Oh yes, well in, I think, yeah. It's well in. And then the was out up there, it was quite well in because it was said, maybe rumour, I don't know, but it was said they were surprised that we had moved in so far inland.
Who did?
The island div. Because I remember waking up in the early hours of the morning, I heard the pipes going in. And we, at Vicini, we got mortared by these six-barrel mortars. And if you fired your mortar, we used to send up a smoke screen in the sky. And the German observation just to pick that up. Next minute, you had a stick of six-barrel mortars flying around you. So we had to keep, and probably... Your forward company, which you were supporting, was getting a bit of stick. So we had to keep it down a bit.
What kind of targets were you firing your mortars?
Oh, any German formations or crossroads, or anything like that, or any movement, you see.
How do you spell Vicini, do you know?
Vicini, yeah. I think V-I-Z-Z-I-N-I. I think it's Vicini.
V-I-Z-Z-I-N-I.
Yeah.
Vicini. And this was the day following, was it? How many days after you
left? No, this always is quite a, let me see. Maybe a week or so.
Did you lose many men at Vicini?
Oh, yeah, well, yes, actually, yeah. We are used to... I expect there was a casualty. I couldn't imagine how many we lost, but there was some casualties.
But nobody you knew?
No. No. When we got further in, there was a few fellows I knew at a place called Algeria. And this little place, when I was made up, was all mountainous, you see. And when I looked up, it reminded me of one of these little castle affairs in Grimm's Fairy Tale. That's what it looked like. And we were moving up there, and our support then was S.P. Gunn's bishops and priests of the North Devon Yeomanry were supporting us then. And we went up to through Algeria, and the Canadians were coming up on our left. Because we were independent assault brigade, you see. We were getting flung around. Because after Algeria, we got attached to the Canadian Armoured Division.
How did the Germans fight on Sicily?
Oh, they had a lot of these assault engineers and SS. Because at Regabuto, which is our... We got a battle honour. They were in a place called Regabuto on top of the hill, and I know the sail put attacking her in the morning, and that didn't come off. And I think it was the second push or the third push, we pushed them over the top then. And
were you involved in that?
Oh yes, the carrier we was on, he slipped a track or something. We had to manhandle our ammunition right up over this hill. And we held on to that 8th, and we held on to the 8th because Rigoberto was down in, down in the dip. And that's where we called for an airstrike, I think, there. I think some United States Mitchells come in to bomb it.
Were the Germans tough fighters?
When you bump, yeah, they were tough. But when they broke, you see, they were thinking about getting back on the mainland. I mean, we at Rigoberto, I think we lost quite a few there. In fact, there's a memorial there across at Rigoberto.
Did the Italian troops put up much resistance on Sicily?
Not all that much. No, not. Unless they had some special units with the Germans, I don't know.
So you weren't wounded on Sicily?
No. I wasn't wounded at all.
Did you have any narrow escapes on Sicily?
Oh, yes. I've had a couple of near ones. With these mortar bombs and that. The most nearest thing I did was, it's in Malta, and I got blown out of bed there.
You got what?
Blown out of bed. It was in billets, you see, at a place called Buried Inn. And there's one of these low, cloudy nights, and the German bombers, was after the Lucca, the bombing base, and we were between the two, you see. And he bombed the next door house, and next minute I didn't know much about it. I was flying up in the air with home, because he used to sleep on three trestles. And I got blown up there. I got blown out of bed. I was covered in sandals because all the sandstone. And we never got no casualties. No. We're pretty shook up, but so.
Coming back to Sicily, when you saw the Italian civilians in Sicily, the Sicilians, what was their attitude towards British troops?
They welcomed us more or less. They cheering us. Yeah. Everybody turned out and and I never saw, it was a long time ago, I saw so many Union Jacks. I don't know where they got them from.
So, did you ever come across any hostility from civilians in Sicily?
No. In fact, they were, I think they were not short of bread. They used to come, short of food. We used to have oceans of chocolate. I mean, the kiddies always after chocolate.
Did you give them it?
Yeah.
What condition did they seem to be in?
They're not bad. They didn't look bad to me, what I saw anyway, these villages. But they seemed to be glad to see us.
Was there much destruction on Sicily from the fighting?
Not that I know of, no. Not that I know of. I never saw any. Only a place called... can't think of the name now. Occasionally were food shells and that. But I never saw any destruction as I saw when I went to after Normandy.
Did you go through any cities on Sicily?
Only one. I think it's only they were cities or towns, but I can't think of the name now. I know we went up through the Etna area on right of Mount Etna, up around there. It was all this different country altogether. There's all this lava rock around. It's dark and.
So, after Sicily, I think that you landed in Italy itself, did you not?
No, we didn't. We didn't do the main landing, not from Messina.
What did you do?
Being a assault brigade, we did a flanking movement in the instep of Italy called Porto Saint Navire, I think that was the name. And we'd done a brigade landing there, and we left Sicily with, and our forward troops were Number 3 Army Commando. And there I met a lot of chaps I was in India with me. They all wearing their regimental badges.
Who joined 3 Commando?
No, they all, yeah, who joined 3 Commando. In fact, there was a, I believe he's passed on, a sergeant. And he was a mortar sergeant. And he was in Number 3 Commando. And he lived at Sidmouth. I can't think of his name now. But that's where I, that was my first local, what I call local, I met.
So this was, you were with 3 Commando on this diversionary?
Yeah, there. Yeah. Well, they were with us, you see.
On the instep.
We were on the brigade, they, yeah. They, we went, there we went on LC, it was LSMs, I think. It's the bigger type then. And we landed there, and the old war spike supported the old brigade in.
And was there much opposition there?
Oh, not actually on the beach where I was, but they seemed to be in our ground, you see. In fact, that night, it was a funny thing. He got killed in Normandy, Captain P. Clark, and I was, at the time, his servant, his batman as they call him, he gave a job up, so he took me on. So we went, me and him were going up this road, and we, it was dark, I know, and he said, I'll go in front, he said, you keep 10 paces behind me. So I kept 10 paces behind him. And we went up there, and we had the shock of our life. We come up and we couldn't find anything. He'd come back here, and we found the battalion headquarters coming up. We'd been up there on our own. We never, was nothing in front of, no troops in front of us.
So the opposition in this place, Porto San,
Saint-Venier,
The opposition there was very weak.
Well, till we got higher ground, it was all higher ground around the town, you see. We were like the right of the town, you see, because we could see the Navy shelling that area. So we, and there were typhoons going in. And
when you went on the landing craft at this place, on the instep of Italy, were you carrying the same things that you'd been carrying in Sicily?
I didn't.
What did you carry then?
I just carried myself.
And your rifle.
And I was with my officer, see. I was with my officer, right?
You were already back.
Yeah, I was right? Because at the time, they were foreign on the beach. And he told me, he said, I'm going forward, he said. Because he had a bit of a stutter, he had. And he said he was going forward. And he said, you stay there, and I was in a big shell hole, I was. And there were chaps on the beach.
In a shell hole on the beach?
Yeah, shell hole, because they must have...
So shallow, you mean you were pinned, the troops were pinned down?
No, they weren't pinned down, no. We were, after we'd come back that road, we went back on the beach again, you see. Because we had to wait orders from... he had to wait orders from where to go, where to put his mortar people.
Were you carrying all his equipment?
No, he's carrying his own.
So you didn't...
The only thing I had to do for him was, if he only washing to do anything, because I had to do my own. You had to keep it clean and stuff clean. And I was in this hole, and then we moved up just outside just to the other side of a railway bridge. Because he went forward to speak to some other officers, and he said, you stop there. And of course I thought, where's the safest place, where can I get, because there was a bit of stuff flying around. So I got under a railway bridge, see, it's a railway running with the top of this bridge, and he yanked me out of it. he said, "You, if that railway bridge gets bombed, you'll go with it." So he said, "If you want something to do," he said, "I can drink a cup of char." So he said, "I'll go and brew up." So he said, "Brew up." So the other three, so plus myself, I had to make four pots of refreshment. So I was scarping around for there's bags of wood, you see. So I started a little fire going. I brewed up on this fire. There was at the time there was I was in good company with half a dozen engineers, so we were all brewing up together. And then when we moved in after that lot, and we moved up quite a way, and then they pulled us back again. I forget some place, and it was a bit of it's one deuce of a malaria area, because we were taking mepaquine and quinine. We had to line up and take this because of the malaria. Because the food chaps went down with malaria. In fact, most of our casualties are like with malaria. Pardon. And then we moved up, and when we moved back to a place called Fumafrido in Sicily. And then there was there a few days, and we had a marvellous send off, our brigade. All the gunners, the Sicilian, you understand the Sicilian thing had finished. And they gave us quite a send off, they opened up with all the guns. And then we went back to Augusta. I was there a few weeks. The next minute I was embarking on a ship home. The old brigade was going home. Well, in fact, the division was going home, I think, because we, from then on, after we went back to Sicily, we got put into a proper division. We come right under 50 Div. Tyneside, Tweed and Humber. And then we